Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the cattle futures ended up the day pretty weak, but they didn't open up maybe as bad as I was expecting given the on-feed report Friday. That on-feed report had placements at about 100%, or the estimate was 92%. So about 7.5 or 8% larger than expected on the placement number. So the ongoing kind of the talk is that next month will be the month that the placements go down. But that's what it is. The on-feed number was 102. The estimate was 100.4, and then marketing's 98. The estimate was 98. But we finished down $3.35 in the April live cattle. That was 139.10. June live cattle down $3 at 135.42. The August live cattle down 305 at 137.32. And then feeder cattle anywhere from 140 to 250 lower, with April down 140 at 156.55. We're winding down that contract on Thursday. May feeders 257 lower at 161.30. The August down 240 at 174.50. We also had the hog market sell off pretty sharply today with the June. June's kind of the one everybody's speculating on. June down 475 at 114.02. The July's at 415 lower at 115.87.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Today's grain futures market was mixed here. We're really all over the board. Corn and wheat were both really resilient, to Kansas City wheat anyway, really resilient throughout the day. July Kansas City was up 3.5 cents at 11.53 even. The high overnight was 11.63. The low was 11.38. But 11.53, you know, large part of the driest areas of the winter wheat belt missed this rain. Down in southwest Oklahoma, there was some areas that got an inch or two. But generally speaking, a large part of the driest parts of the wheat belt missed the rain, and that's why we had the wheat higher. Chicago wheat was lower. It was 2 to 5 lower. Minneapolis wheat was significantly higher, 13 to 16 higher. Beans were lower all day long. We were 10 to 12 lower. We had a pretty big export announcement this morning for the soybean market, but the market came back some. It was significantly off the lows by about 20 cents or so. And then corn, 7 to 9 higher. So stronger corn all day long. Wheat was steady to a little bit higher all day long. Beans were weaker. And then cotton futures are going to end up today 88 lower in the December cotton at 118.28. We have a crop progress and condition report this afternoon after the close. It's expected to have a continued poor conditions for the winter. We had about 30% in that good to excellent category.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.